So I thought tonight I would read you all something. And then comment on it, and perhaps if we have time, we can even discuss it. So this is called entering the source. Take the taut posture and relax deeply as you intensify your focus. Collapse the cloud of probability. It is your conceptual thinking, an endless stream. Sense this flowing stream directly and see its completed nature. As sensation, it has form, but no intrinsic meaning. Complete, it is the product of all causes coming before, incontrovertible and incomparable. Utterly done, it is a single frozen moment when you observe it. Zoom out slightly and see all these streams, sights, sounds, thoughts, combining as a single river. With each moment of observation, you are stopping the river. Stopped, it is perfect, the only possible outcome of everything coming before. Preferences arise, but they are irrelevant, because the river, when stopped in this moment, is complete. This only possible moment extends all the way back to the singularity before time was created. Putting down opposition, allow this perfect doneness to be as it is. As you focus on this as it is, the cloud of probability collapses. Leave the cloud be. You can pick it up later if you want to. In this alert dispassion, nothing is ignored, rejected, or grasped. No effort is made for or against anything. Because you are disentangled, you can see the presence, at first a faint glow. Each form emanates, shines, radiates this presence. It is obvious and utterly simple. This is. What is this nature of is? Is in fact appearance. To appear is to be present in my center. Looking back into the source, let yourself be pulled into the center. At the center, I am. There is no other, no object, and therefore no subject. When all forms are destroyed, it remains indestructible, not born, not destroyed. Born and destroyed depend upon it, but it depends upon nothing, and that is the deepest of all mysteries. Sometimes it's easier to speak of this matter in a poetic way, because the minute we get our minds moving, we make a map and we give meaning to things, and then we compare them, and then we grasp at them or reject them. So it's so hard to talk about this. Vimalakirti was a famous master hundreds and hundreds of years ago. He just sat in silence in front of hundreds of monks. Silence. That said everything. It was completely said, completely done. Now this silence included cushions, sounds, incense. Silence excludes nothing. Silence is courageous. It's courageous. We ordinarily think of courage as confronting something fearful and opposing it, being stronger than it. In this sphere that we're entering here, courage is allowing something exactly as it is, allowing it. It takes a certain kind of courage to do that. This cloud of probability, this continuous stream of worry, planning, strategizing, entanglement, mulling over things, thinking about what someone said to you, all of it. This cloud of probability, worries about what might happen, trying to make certain things more probable, other things less probable. How do you know you're doing that? Because you sense it. You have a sensory organ. This organ's called the brain. It senses thinking. It senses emotions. The moment they're sensed, they're complete. Done. They had to be exactly that way and can never be changed. In this moment, this done moment. So what is it about this thinking process, this conceptualizing process, that isn't perfect? It's exhibiting I am, shining it. Just don't get caught by meaning. It has its momentum, it has its reasons, it arises out of the past, out of all the characteristics of an individual, our personalities, our brains, our training, our background, our memories, our traumas. It could not have been different in this moment. The presence of thinking is not a sign that your zazen is weak. Just don't be caught by the meaning of your thinking. See it as thinking, shining this I am. It's no different than incense in that regard. Incense is done in this moment too. Now this matter of stopping. There are various Zen koans about stopping. One of them is students asked by the master to stop the distant sailboat on the water. Stop the sound of the flowing waterfall. How can you stop a boat that's half a mile away that you can just see above the horizon? How can you stop that? Now, a Zen master once wrote, "Everything is changing, but nothing is moving. Everything is changing, but nothing is moving." This is the absolute, this moment. Done, done, done. It's only by clearly seeing this in our zazen that we can begin to put down all the entanglement, because it's complete. So although preferences arise, although thoughts arise, although reactions arise, when you see that it's done, the only world you can possibly know is the world that is done. All the other stuff becomes irrelevant. doesn't immediately disappear. It just doesn't matter. And that's the beginning of freedom. You're free to allow, you're free to have what you might call courage, to allow the world appearing before you, internal and external, to be exactly as it is, because that's already what it is. So it requires nothing on your part. No intervention. No resistance, no acceptance. No rejection. It requires nothing. It's complete. It's done. Like Yaiko Iwasaki, what a relief to discover that just as I am perfectly done in this moment, which is the only moment, and it is called my life. So in our zazen, we deeply enter this space. We go into it. We sink into it. We're very painstaking about it. We don't skip over anything. We take it very, very slowly. One tiny little step at a time. Think about a soldier in a battlefield trying to keep their head down because there's bullets coming right over their heads. And they're crawling one inch at a time on their knees and their elbows, just crawling, crawling. It's like that. One step after the other. Intently. We start with focus. Whatever it is, whatever the focus of our zazen is, we start there. We take that posture, which generates jodaki, the centeredness. You feel like you're a rock sitting on solid ground. It's very, very important. Just that. We start there. We really take pain to start in this balanced, solid, intent, focus. And then distractions, so-called, come in. And we notice that they are no different than what we're focusing on. They simply are the end result of causes and conditions. They present and they have no meaning. And we incorporate it. We make no dividing line. We make no judgment. We enter this space. We enter it. We take a long time to carefully enter this and see that it is done. It's almost like I'm looking just slightly back into the past. What I'm seeing is a completion of all causes and conditions. So even if I were to react, it's irrelevant. And I take time to really understand that, really get that, really grasp that. You can spend hours, days, months, enter that so deeply, get it so deeply. And during the day, off the cushion, stop the world in that way. Any particular moment where you're not required to be engaging in what you might call the cloud of probability, just notice that everything happening right now is the completion of all the causes and conditions, coming before, going all the way back to the so-called singularity before time was created. It all ended up exactly like this. And how do you know? Because it appears. What doesn't appear isn't. What is appears. If it appears, it's done. That's called stopping the world. Practice that, stopping the world. Stopping the sound of the traffic. Stopping the smell of the incense. You're not stopping your experience. You're stopping all meaning, all analysis, all comparison. It is perfect, done, complete. You have collapsed that cloud. No one else, only you. So these are just suggestions. Everybody's practice is unique. Everybody's working on something unique in their own body-mind. I'm only pointing certain things out, only if it is of help. And if it's of help, pick it up and test it out. If it isn't, as the Buddha said, reject it. So this is a rather short talk, and we'll end there now.